Well, hey, hi, how are ya? It is 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. And, yeah, it didn't quite go so hot at all.
Not so good.
No.
Very sad.
In fact, it was quite ugly after the first drive of the game.
Yeah.
And honestly, the Packers didn't even look good. They should have blown us out.
That was awful.
It should have been like 56-3.
Well, at least we
should
had
have been
10.
The final score. That was a gift. Did you see how we got the one touchdown?
I missed that. I kind of stopped paying attention after like the second quarter.
I can't remember who it was that caught the touchdown, but somebody just forgot to cover him. Like he was standing all by himself, 40 yards downfield. Even Joe Webb couldn't screw that one up.
Oh, Joe Webb.
Newsflash. If you're a high school looking for a running quarterback, Joe Webb is available. He can't throw the ball.
Oh, poor thing.
How many times did he throw it straight into the ground?
I don't know. I started watching it. I watched it until about halftime. I had the game on.
Even before halftime.
But
he threw a ball straight into the ground like five, six times.
I just couldn't really watch it after that. I was just so disappointed. The girls were going to try to watch the game with me and they went and did other things.
That was the worst game ever.
I was putting together some tables I bought and I was like, I can't do this anymore.
It wasn't as disappointing, but it was almost as bad as in 2000 when the Vikings were in the NFC Championship and they got beat like 42-0 by the Giants. That was disappointing. This wasn't disappointing. I mean, I was elated the Vikings even made the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought in a million years they were actually going to win Saturday night.
It would have been awesome.
It would have been great, yeah.
I wasn't expecting them to win either. It was one of those things, like, I was definitely still rooting on the team, but wasn't expecting it to happen.
No. And
especially since we've been, like, every other with Green Bay.
It's always in the division. It's always who's the home team,
mm-hmm.
You know,
why don't they, I have a question about that. When they go to the playoffs, why don't they play someplace a little bit more neutral?
Because where the only neutral site is the Super Bowl.
I'm just wondering.
Nobody plays playoff games in neutral sites.
They don't. High schoolers doesn't even
championship game. That's it.
Oh,
in the dome.
I'm just wondering.
No, it's. I mean, part of having the better record being the higher seed is you get to play at home.
Oh, that's the deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there are some teams, if they got to play at home, like even in the Super Bowl, like if Seattle made the Super Bowl and it was in Seattle, It would be really hard for anybody to beat them there. They're just so good at home.
Gotcha.
And yeah.
But that's why I think it should be played at a more neutral place.
They could have played it at Howard Wood and the Packers were still going to win that game.
Oh.
Fun fact, the Vikings' first game ever was played at Howard Wood Field.
Oh, really?
Preseason
oh, yeah,
game in 1961.
I remember that.
Yeah. You remember the game?
No.
You're a lot older than I thought.
You saying that before.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that was ugly. I also found it funny, my friends on Facebook saying, oh, Ponder's such a wimp. He should have been playing. You didn't have to drag me. It was his throwing arm that was hurt. If he can't throw, what good is he?
Right. I don't know. He could have played.
Well, he might have been better than Joe Webb, I guess.
That's what I was just going to say.
I mean, he could still hand off with that arm. He just couldn't throw.
Oh.
Yeah. So, hey, it was a good run. They were seven games better than they were last year.
I'm proud of them.
It was a good year.
You know?
A friend of mine said the other day, you know, even if the Vikings go out in the first round, you're still going to be happy with it, aren't you? I was like, hell yeah. Actually, I think it was Johnny that said it to me the other day. I mean, I was like, yeah, I, no matter what happens in the playoffs, I won't be disappointed.
They were so much better than last year, this year. And
more fun to watch.
So even though we've all had our complaints against Ponder.
Yeah, I think he just made himself a lot more valuable.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was kind of a big story over the weekend. You didn't hear about this?
No, I don't think so.
Really? Okay, well, maybe someone should get here sooner than 15 minutes before the show starts. By the way, drink. TMZ posted some pictures that allegedly show Justin Bieber smoking weed in a California hotel room.
Oh, boy.
He hasn't admitted to it, but after the pictures hit the web, he tweeted, quote, Every day growing and learning, trying to be better. You get knocked down, you get up. Back on tour tomorrow, ready to see all you smile. Time to do what I'm supposed to be doing. Performing.
He was probably smiling. He was probably smiling when he wrote that.
You know, this
he was
button,
like all buzzing. He's
this
like,
button takes on all new meaning now.
Yeah, because that's what the stoners sound like.
Could you pass the Doritos?
Do you think those who smoke a lot of pot realize that they sound like that?
No, I don't think they do. I don't think they realize anything. Except that they're hungry.
Because they really do sound like that.
I know.
And I don't think they have a clue. It changes their laugh.
Yeah.
Completely. Even when they're not stoned.
Something else that I found fascinating this weekend. It was Friday night on Twitter. I saw this from Argus 911.
Oh, boy.
Scanner reports that caller saw strange lights in the sky over Prairie Green Golf Course.
Ooh.
The truth is out there. Another tweet from someone called at Tillamookie said, saw those lights south of I-229 at 645. At least a dozen, red, blinking. Looked like they were moving. Very odd.
Hmm.
And then, last night as I'm looking for news to talk about on the show today, Examiner.com, everybody's favorite news website.
Okay.
Their national UFO sightings writer had a post about some UFOs being reported in Yankton.
South Dakota?
January 3rd through the 6th.
In Yankton?
Yes.
So what are they doing by Prairie Green? Take a road trip to Sioux Falls to go golfing or what?
They're UFOs. They go really fast. They can go wherever they want to. But listen to the description.
Okay.
January 3rd, 10:30 p.m., Yankton. For four consecutive nights, becomes visible on the east horizon after dark, then between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m., moving across the sky going west. Case number 45060.
Do they really have a case number?
Mm-hmm. So we're moving from east to west.
Okay.
What else in the sky moves east to west?
I think it's the sun.
Yeah. Now, what else moves east to west at night?
The moon?
Not necessarily.
No?
Stars do.
They move at night?
Yeah. Actually, they don't. We do.
Oh, that makes sense. So the Earth.
The Earth is spinning.
So the Earth would move, not the stars.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the Earth, if the moon, which direction it's going around the Earth. That I don't know.
No, I don't know.
But I don't know. I have this strange sneaking suspicion that he saw something that was not a UFO. If it took 8 hours for it to go across the sky.
Yeah, because they would move faster than that, right?
If it was a UFO, one would think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes you can see satellites. But here's the best explanation I have for the one over Prairie Green.
Okay.
A, helicopter.
Okay.
One time I saw a helicopter heading for the heart hospital, and it kind of circled around, and I was like, that looks really weird. But it was dark out, and then
right. When
I got closer, I realized, oh, that is a helicopter going to the heart hospital along 229.
That could be.
The
but
other
why
thing
would it
is,
be by Prairie Green, though?
We now have a New Year's fireworks season where you can buy fireworks.
So you think there are fireworks?
I think it's more plausible than an alien spacecraft.
Hmm. I don't think it was probably fireworks.
Over Prairie Green?
Why would they have fireworks going off?
Because they bought them for New Year's and they're setting them off.
Hmm. Not buying that one. I'm not buying that one. I don't think that's what it is. I could see the helicopter, but okay. I'm not.
All right, Scully. What do you think it is? You even got the red hair.
Aliens.
It's aliens, okay.
Uh-huh. The UFO.
Okay. All right. Well, with that.
Or a cell phone tower.
The tops of them sometimes look like alien spacecraft.
They do.
Yeah. We've got news on the way and why today is the greatest day I've ever known. Hang on. The Hot Morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. 622 up to 34 today. It's 28 right now. And the internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I'm just one stomach flu away from reaching my goal weight.
I would be a lot of stomach flu away from my goal weight.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is January 7th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Dustin Diamond is 36 today.
Screech!
Yeah.
I met him today.
Yeah.
He's interesting.
Where did you meet him?
Here in Sioux Falls.
Oh.
He did a comedy show.
Did he have a weird goatee or beard?
Maybe had a goatee. I don't remember. Oh, okay. I just remember it's like big curly hair.
John Rich is 39. He's in the Big and Rich country duo.
I like them.
Hanging the Bobber. They like hanging out in Deadwood. Nicolas Cage is 49. Big over actor. And ironically enough, does not over manage his money. John Thune is 52 today.
Happy birthday, John Thune.
Yeah.
Our handsome senator.
Katie Couric is 56 today. And Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins.
Who will take you on a highway to the danger zone.
Yeah.
Is 65. Also not the greatest day I have ever known, because on this day in 1714, Henry Mill patented his new invention, the typewriter. Isn't it kind of weird that our kids will never use a typewriter?
That is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I didn't use it that much, though.
I did in typing class. Like, I learned how to type on typewriters.
You actually did?
Electric typewriters, yeah.
No, we did actually for typing class do it on the computer.
Well, in high school when I took typing, it was on computer, but like in middle school, it was on electric typewriters.
Hmm.
I don't think they had them anymore by the time I got into high school. Let's see. Where was I? Oh, here we are. William M. Burton received a patent for his method of manufacturing the magic moving potion that we now call gasoline.
Oh.
That was on this day in 1913. 1953, President Truman announced the U.S. had developed a hydrogen bomb. Yay!
Awesome.
1970, the farmers next to Max Yasgur's estate sued him for $35,000. Why? They didn't appreciate the chaos created by that little festival he had called Woodstock. 1993, the first video telephone was commercially released by AT&T for the low price of $14.99. By the way, that's 1,499. And on this day in 1999, Bill Clinton's impeachment trial began in the Senate. He'd already been impeached in the House of Representatives. But today is the greatest day I've ever known, because it is the 57th birthday of an acting legend, an icon, without whom sunglasses just wouldn't be as cool.
That's who you picked, really?
Looks like this one's dead on arrival. Looks like she put meat in it.
You were reaching there.
Can you believe it cost $56?
56 hours.
Or whatever. David Caruso is 57 today, and that is why today, January 7th, is... what's coming up in the dirt?
Can you believe Josh Brolin got in trouble? I'll tell you what happened coming up in the dirt.
Okay, it's 626, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:39 up to 34 today. It's 28 right now. I got a new contest with Quality Lenders to tell you about coming up, but we'll do that at 7 o'clock here. Another way for you to win some cash from Quality Lenders. Okay, this guy is the luckiest jackwagon to ever survive his own stupidity.
Okay.
In Florida.
Of course. Of course. No other place for that to happen.
Yeah. There was a terrible, horrible bigot by the name of Daniel Quinnell. He snuck up behind a couple that was walking into a Walmart at about 3 a.m. and he starts yelling racial epithets and just, he's pretty much a horrible person. And the guy who he was walking up behind, his name is Cameron Mohammed. He snuck up behind him, starts yelling at him, and then he pulls out an airsoft pistol, like those little plastic BB guns that are such
a big deal now. Yeah.
And he starts shooting him. Shot him in the head and neck and all over his body. What? Fired 20 times.
What?
Why is the attacker lucky? Well, because he brought an airsoft gun to what could have been a gunfight.
Oh.
The guy he attacked was carrying a .45 caliber pistol.
Oh.
And the victim put his hand on the weapon, which was holstered.
Yeah.
Would have been completely within his right to fire.
Yeah, he was getting attacked.
And chose not to.
Wow. That's a lot of restraint there.
When asked why, this is from TampaBay.com, when asked why he didn't, he said, I don't know, I just couldn't do it. He's had to have a couple of them removed. They were embedded in his skin. He had to have them removed. He said, I couldn't blow this guy away for something he could change later in life. I'm not going to decide this man's fate.
Wow.
It's like, wow. That's some pretty serious restraint.
I'm surprised, though, he didn't, like, at least pull the gun or show him the gun. Back off, buddy.
Part of the reason why he didn't is because in the video you can see that he's got his hand on it.
Yeah.
But there's a bystander that would have been behind the attacker.
Oh, wow.
And so he was not only...
Even getting attacked, he was paying attention to that kind of stuff.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
Well, and... You know, when something like that happens and the adrenaline kicks in, people usually have one of two reactions. They're either hyper-focused or hyper-not-focused.
Right.
And, you know, everything slows down and, you know, you see things you normally wouldn't notice. And
I noticed
in a
parking lot
of a Walmart, there would be a lot of people around.
Yeah.
So
wow.
I would have had a hard time not pulling it.
I would have showed it.
I would have probably showed it.
I would have been like, listen, buddy, you might want to stop doing this.
You might not want to bring a BB gun to a gunfight.
Yeah. But they're not a BB gun, though, those airsoft pellets. I'm surprised. He had to be really close range, I would think.
Oh, yeah. There's video of it.
Yeah, for it to embed into his
skin. He was like from me to you away.
Wow.
And like the first one, you can see it almost looks like it exploded off the side of his head, the pellet.
Because those things do hurt from a distance. Yeah. And I can imagine being close range with those. But I didn't realize that they could pierce the skin. That's kind of crazy.
Well, up close.
Yeah, I suppose. It's enough power. Yeah.
You know.
Ouch.
And on bare skin, I could see it doing that. Not through, like, denim jeans.
Probably not. Yeah.
In fact, I know for a fact that a BB... Now, this isn't an airsoft gun. They didn't exist when I was a kid. But I know from experience that a BB will not pierce denim.
Good to know.
Especially in the tukas.
How close range were you?
My brother was pretty close when he pulled the trigger.
Joe is not nice.
He got pounded for that one, let me tell you.
Oh, man.
Big time. It hurt so bad.
And on the butt?
Oh
my God, that would sting so bad.
It did.
Oh!
Aren't you just clenching your butt cheeks right now thinking about it? How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It is 6:51 up to 34 today. So, weekend was fun. I was daddy daycare all weekend. Crystal was working. Yeah. It was nice on Saturday. I got 3 hours with both kids taking naps.
Nice.
It was.
What?
That is the first time that has ever happened.
Did you give them some NyQuil or what?
No, I didn't cheat. I did not give them performance enhancing drugs. They just both, it was just Rockley's nap time, and he took an exceptionally long nap. And if Jackie does go down, it's a long one. She's a long napper. And she went down probably 15 minutes after Rockley did. It was awesome.
You played PlayStation, didn't
you?
Yeah,
I did. I got lots of work done yesterday, though, and played no PlayStation.
I did, too, actually. You know, I've been moved into my house since Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I actually got my bedroom put together yesterday. So now I can see my floor.
I took down the Christmas tree yesterday, all the ornaments, packed everything up, hauled it to the garage, and my wife didn't help at all. But it's not, I'm not blaming her. She's had a bad back last. Like, her foot finally gets better, and now her back goes to hell.
Oh. I
am
she's
so
ready to have that baby.
Ready for her to not be pregnant. I even said that to her the other day. I was like, are you completely ready to not be pregnant? And she goes like, yeah, so long as it's, you know, 4 weeks from now or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's not what I meant. I was
right.
Like, yes, I would like the baby to get to term, but are you ready to not be pregnant? She's like,
exactly.
Yeah.
I went to a baby shower.
Yeah.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. We made little onesies.
Okay. I was hoping there was an anecdote in there. Cause
No, we were just talking about babies.
It started real slow.
Yeah. It was fun.
Okay. Thanks for that story. That was a great one. I'm so glad you brought that up.
No, they actually are like you, and they haven't found out the sex of the baby either. So they did something kind of fun there where you could guess if you thought it was a boy or girl.
Yeah.
And they had either like little lips or little mustache things that you'd put up next to you. And then you take a picture with Jesse, who's the one who's pregnant, if you thought it was a boy or girl. That was kind of fun. So you can kind of guess.
Now, this is a fun story that, of course, comes from Florida.
Of course.
Subway doesn't exactly make super authentic Philly cheesesteak sandwiches. I mean, if you've ever had a real
right.
Philly cheesesteak. But that being said, there's still, you know, somewhat of an honor code, and ketchup does not belong anywhere near a Philly cheesesteak.
No.
Last
Did they even
week,
have ketchup available there?
Last week, I don't know. I would have no reason to have ketchup
Who
at a Subway.
Who puts ketchup on a sub?
Anyway, last week, a customer by the name of Luis Martiz went to a Subway in Orlando, Florida, and violated the Philly cheesesteak code. He blasphemously asked for ketchup with his cheesesteak. So the sandwich artist, Lawrence Ordone, had far too much artistic integrity for this. He started yelling at Luis for asking for ketchup. Then he came out from behind the counter to fight him. Luis ran off and called 911. Lawrence was not arrested, but he was fired from the Orlando Subway. You want ketchup? Really? Ketchup?
I
asked you for a cheeseburger.
Who puts ketchup on their subs?
My daughter. She puts ketchup on everything.
Well, yeah. She's allowed.
She's four.
You get over a certain age, you only use ketchup for certain things.
Yeah. No, I know. I know.
Especially not a chili or a Philly. A Philly or any type of sub.
Subway does not make anything that should have ketchup on it.
I can't even think of one of their subs that you would have ketchup put on.
No.
Weird.
I know. Very, very, very weird. We got music on the way from Maroon 5, and we'll tell you how you can win cash again from Quality Lenders. It is different, and we'll tell you how coming up. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.